The Aged Care Quality, Safety and Complaint System will be at the centre of the first hearing at the Aged Care Royal Commission in Adelaide today. Relatives of loved ones who've negotiated the system will be closely watching, with many saying the process is harrowing and onerous, while few have confidence the new one-stop shop complaints commission will be any better. Here's Caroline Winter.
After 6 years caring for her 90-year-old parents at home, Yvonne Butters thought she'd found the ideal aged care facility in Perth's western suburbs.
Initially, we had felt such relief. I remember saying to friends, being able to get them into the same place, we feel like we've won lotto.
Rose and Hank Neiman had dementia and other health issues, but were able to stay in the same room.
We had had an expectation that we would be able to relax a little bit, and we didn't feel that at all. We felt that they weren't treated as, you know, individual human beings.
Yvonne Butters says the care her parents received was inadequate and neglectful. The family raised concerns over personal care issues, medication administration and wound management, and say they were denied a bed rail for their mother, who repeatedly fell in the night. Rose Neiman died weeks after moving into the home in 2016 with bruises to her head and face. Her husband Hank died 5 months later, suffering septicemia from a heel pressure ulcer.
I believe that if my parents were dogs, the people responsible for their care would have been prosecuted. But I do feel that we look after animals better than our elderly, I hate to say.
The family complained to the former Aged Care Complaints Commissioner and pushed for a subsequent review of the findings. It was a process Yvonne Butters described as onerous and stressful, which failed to bring about meaningful change.
There is a veil of secrecy over complaints, and that is enshrined in the Act. Individual cases cannot attract any sanctions or penalties because that is written in the Act. So unless the Act is changed, changing the agency is just shuffling deck chairs on the Titanic.
Calls are growing to overhaul the Aged Care Act, and there's caution over the new Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, a merger of the previous accreditation and complaints bodies. Both will be in focus during the first Royal Commission hearing starting today.
We need a Quality and Safety Commission that is actually looking at continually improving the care so that it's not just about audit, it's about continuous improvement as well.
Craig Gear is CEO of the Older Persons Advocacy Network and will front the Royal Commission tomorrow. He agrees the Aged Care Act needs to focus on people, not providers.
We would really like to see consumers being really put at that centre of their experience, their engagement with them, listening to them about what their needs are and how they want care provided.
Heather Mansell-Brown helps other distressed families battling the aged care sector.
It's like the new age Holocaust. That's how evil it is.
She became an advocate after speaking out after her husband's mistreatment in aged care in Bundaberg.
It is very frustrating. I mean, it's not my place to take up the fight. It shouldn't have been a need to take up this fight.
Heather Mansell-Brown says people like her have been trying to get the message through for too long and wants to see major change for a system that's very unwell.
We need care put back into aged care. We need empathy from the providers. It's not a for-profit. Care becomes before profit.
Hearings will be held across the country with a final report due in April next year.
Caroline Winter reporting there.